Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you, and I hope you're still recovering a little bit from losing that hour of sleep on Saturday night, but now it'll be a little later in the day, a little later in the morning as well, for now until we head closer into springtime and then into summertime. But we hope you're doing all right. Hope you had a good day in church yesterday. We had a wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Even though the time changed, folks were in their place, and we had a great spirit in the services, and decisions were made for our Lord. And we're happy in the service of the King. And I hope you are as well. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit today. I don't just want to be a Christian. I want to enjoy being a Christian. I want to be a happy Christian. I want to be a joyful Christian. And I want to enjoy living the Christian life. And, you know, Paul talks about that in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, it's verse number 17, where he says this: charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Notice that sentence, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I'm glad I'm saved. I hope you are too. I'm glad that I obeyed the Lord and was baptized. I hope you are too. I'm glad I obeyed the Lord and I tithe and give to missions and a tithe and an offering. I'm glad that I'm a member of a local New Testament Baptist church. I'm glad that I'm serving Jesus Christ. I enjoy it. I take pleasure in it. Do you enjoy the Christian life? You know, in Joshua 1, God is instructing Joshua that he's going to take over now that Moses has passed on. And he's talking about to the Reubenites and the Gadites and to the half-tribe Manasseh. Joshua said this in Joshua 1, verse 13. Remember the word of Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord had given your brethren rest as he hath given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Now listen, then shall ye return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward their rising, toward the sun rising. Notice, then you come back and enjoy the land that God gave you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. God hath given us all things richly to enjoy. At the birth of Jesus, the angels announced, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 24, I want to finish my course with joy. So, God wants us to enjoy living for Him. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Deferred means it's postponed or it's delayed. So when you hope or you expect to read your Bible and you don't, it makes your heart sick. When you expect or you hope to be faithful and you're not, it makes your heart sick. When you expect or hope to pray and you do not, then it'll make your heart sick. When you hope or expect to live holy and you do not, it will make your heart sick. But the Bible says in Proverbs 13:19, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. That's joy. To accomplish what you wanted, to accomplish what you set out to do, that's sweet to our soul. Now, one of the most common things about spending time with God and walking with God is I just don't have the time. I know, busy. And listen, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And so busyness. And let's establish something. Every one of us has the same amount of time in a day. There's 24 hours all of us have the same amount of time. That's why the Bible says, redeem the time. Buy it up. We all waste time every day. And just take a look at your phone sometime and look at your phone and see how much time you spent on your phone today. We waste time. It was supposed to free up time. It was supposed to give us more time to get things done. Instead, it's become a time waster. The truth is, we find time, we make time for what we really want to do. And if you want to do them badly enough, you'll find the time to do it. And I'm talking about time with God. I'm talking about time with your family. I'm talking about time at the church. I'm talking about time at work or school or for recreation or for rest. You have to have priorities. Now, write down your priorities. What are your priorities? Is it God? Is it family? Is it church? Is it work? Is it school? What is it? And then list them in the order of importance. Now, not what you say is important, but what you live as important. Let's take the most important thing, which ought to be time with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All through the Old Testament, you read about Abraham in Genesis 21 and 22, got up early in the morning. Met with God. Genesis 28, Jacob, early in the morning, met with God. Exodus 34, Moses, early in the morning, met with God. Joshua 6, early in the morning, met with God. David rose early. Hezekiah rose early. Jeremiah rose early. Jesus in Mark 1:35, arising a great while before day, went into a solitary place and there prayed. Early, solitary place, a place of prayer. You understand, my friend, meeting God the first part of the day. Meeting him at the beginning of the day, before you meet anybody else, before the day gets going. Years ago, Ralph Spalding Cushman wrote a poem. It's called, I Met God in the Morning. I met God in the morning when my day was at its best. And his presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered. All day long he stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered. Other ships were sore distressed. But the winds that seemed to drive them brought to me a peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings with the presence left behind. So I think I know the secret, learned from many a troubled way. You must seek him in the morning if you want him through the day. Oh, seek him in the morning. Seek him in the morning. My friend, make that a priority. Make him be first part of the day. It changes your focus. It changes your perspective. Get your Bible. Get your prayer list out. And listen, just make time with God. You're not too busy. Sometimes people say, well, but I read and I don't get anything. Let me help you with that, okay? Let me help you. Number one, don't read the Bible like any other book. The Bible says, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, every word is important in the Bible. So you must read it slower than you read anything else. And make sure that you're deliberate as you read and you're considering each word. And then secondly, read different portions of the Bible each day. Read different portions. You may read some of the Old Testament. I read some of the Psalms and the Proverb for the day, and then Old Testament and a New Testament reading. You mix it up. You get a little bit each day. And then use a Webster's 1828 dictionary. It's the closest dictionary to when the King James Bible was written. And it'll help you understand words. Sometimes we have words and we think we know what they mean, but they aren't what they mean. And sometimes the meaning of words has changed from the time the Bible was written until our day and age now. And so we need to know exactly what the words mean. And so you pick a chapter. I begin to read something from the Old Testament, and then I read a proverb. I read a proverb each day, corresponding to the month of the day. Today was March 11, so I read Proverbs 11. Then I try to read the Psalms through as well, and that's every 30th Psalm. So today would have been Psalm 11, and Psalm 41, and Psalm 71, and Psalm 101, and Psalm 131. Okay, and just every 30th psalm, and you'll read through the entire book of Psalms every month as well. And then read something from the New Testament. And then when you go to prayer, have a time of confession of sin. And then pray for others and their needs first. Pray for your husband or your wife and your children, maybe the other family members and their salvation. Then pray for your pastor and pray for the church and pray for Sunday school teachers and ministry-related things and ministries of the church. The last thing you pray for is yourself and your needs and whatever it is that God lays in your heart. So organize that prayer time and be able to spend time with God, and then have time where you're just quiet before God, where you don't have to say anything, but you're listening to the Spirit, and He'll guide you as to what your needs are. Would you ask God, God, what are my needs today? And have a pencil and paper ready to write down what God brings to your heart and brings to your mind. What are my needs? God, can I spend some time just praising you and thanking you for your goodness to me? That's all. Just take your time and spend time with God. Doesn't have to be an hour, but an hour's good. Jesus asked his disciples, could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Oh, we got time to watch the 2-hour movie or the 2 or 3-hour ball game, but we don't have an hour to give to God. Shame on us. Listen, we'll give an account to God for our time as well. Understand something? What kind of marriage would you have if you never saw your husband or never saw your wife? Didn't you get married because you didn't want to be apart? That you wanted to spend your life together? Well, listen, what kind of relationship will we have with God if we never spend time with Him? If we never spend time speaking to Him and allowing Him to speak to us? You're never going to enjoy your Christian life. You're never going to enjoy your service for God if you don't spend time with Jesus every day. That's where you get your joy. That's where you get your gladness. That's where you get your satisfaction. That's where you get your peace. Just take time to be holy and speak oft with thy God. Early, a solitary place, just like Jesus did. Why don't you try it? Give it 1 month. Go 30 straight days and practice what we've taught this morning. And see if your joy won't return to your Christian life. Just see if the joy of the Lord won't be your strength. I want to enjoy the Christian life. God's given us all things richly to enjoy. And so we close our service every Sunday night with a chorus. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. It's a grand thing to follow Jesus anywhere and everywhere I go. It's a grand thing to be a soldier in His army here below. It's the grandest thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. And it is. And I'm enjoying the Christian life. Hope you will too. Well, have a wonderful Monday. And I hope you can get to bed early tonight and kind of catch up on your sleep that you feel like you lost. And we'll be back on schedule here and ready for the broadcast tomorrow. And of course, we look forward to that. And I'll talk a little bit about prayer tomorrow when we get together for our broadcast, all right? Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I hope you have a great Monday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny sky.